You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Welcome to Crossing Cultures, a forum for creating conversations and celebrating our communities. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Crossing Cultures, and I'm Julia Lynn Walker, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard with Edna Adeloshula of the Weavers of Nigeria. And we're going to be talking about this incredible situation in Nigeria on the abduction of the Nigerian schoolgirls. Now, before we bring Edna on, I'd like to just briefly review some context for you, because many of you may not be familiar with where Nigeria is. Some of you may not be familiar with the groups that are involved, and I just want to be able to share with you a bit about this situation. So Nigeria is in West Africa, and the location of it is very important, because if you think of, like, we call it the bulge in terms of the West Africa, then Nigeria is sort of at that bend. And when we look at the geography of it, the immediately east to it is Cameroon, but touching it at the top is Chad, and then at the very top is Niger. So if you kind of take a box, and if you drew a line midway down the middle of the box and make a vertical line, and then you drew another line horizontally midway across the box, right in the middle where the lines cross, if you drew a circle around that line, that's the area where we're going to be talking about. Because where in the upper northeastern part of Nigeria touches Niger, Chad, and Cameroon is this area that is under discussion. And so the Nigeria itself regained its political independence in 1960. And since then, it's had a bit of contentious history because it's really one of the largest, if not it is the largest, country in Africa in terms of population. Current estimates put it between 100.